Brilliance Audio presents The Resistors by Eric Nyland. Performed by Peter Burkrot. Officers Grace and Hendricks escorted Ethan into the hallway. Any ideas he had about making a break for it died the instant he stepped outside. Every Northside teacher and janitor was in the hall, making sure students didn't enter the central corridor. The adults turned at the same time to look at Ethan, all staring at him with unblinking eyes. Ethan had seen that look before. Bottomless. Unreadable. It was the same look in the segmented eyes of the giant wasp when it had first noticed him. The adults went back, holding up their hands and telling everyone that this hall had to be kept clear for 5 more minutes. It was an emergency drill. There was nothing to worry about, and the kids were told to move along to your classes. Ethan spied his soccer teammate, Bobby, walking from first period English to second period pre-algebra. Mary Vincent was with him. They were talking and laughing. Neither saw Ethan. What were they doing together? He jerked toward them and opened his mouth to shout. Officer Grace pulled him back.
"Not a word, Blackwood," he whispered. "Contaminate any of these others, and we'll ship them off with you."
Ethan considered. For a moment, he imagined he'd tell everyone what was going on, yell it out, and all the kids would join and rise up against the mind-controlled adults. But that's not what he did. If he started shouting the truth, he'd get dragged off, probably hurt in the process, and he'd definitely get Bobby and Mary into trouble with him. Plus, who'd believe him? He barely believed any of this, and he'd seen the Chazar firsthand. He hung his head and reluctantly let himself get pushed along by the police. A half dozen adults went with them to make sure there was no problem. Ethan wondered if Coach Norman had been an A student and all-star athlete, too. Raised in a neighborhood just like this, he probably thought he'd go to high school. Then he hit puberty. His brain changed. The Chazar got inside, and they had him. The real Coach Norman must have died that day. They took Ethan to the garage and guided him to a black bus. Ethan had never seen this particular bus before. Stenciled on the side of it in silver letters was the Sterling School. Sterling. The place was legendary, notorious. It was where the criminals and antisocial types were sent, the troublemakers, like Ethan Blackwood. There'd be no sports scholarship, no MIT, no learning from the best science teachers and one day becoming an astronaut. He felt a stab of regret. But those dreams had never been real. At least now he knew the truth, for all the good it did him. Officers Grace and Hendricks marched him onto the bus. There were no chains or shackles inside, as Ethan had expected. Instead, it was like any other bus he'd been on, with rows of side-by-side padded seats, overhead video monitors, and the faint scent of bubblegum. They gave Ethan a shove and indicated he should go all the way to the back. The seatbelts weren't the standard lap variety. They were 5-point harnesses, probably designed to prevent the passengers, or rather the prisoners, from escaping.